The U.S. government wants to deport Mahmoud Khalil. He's the Palestinian activist and Columbia University graduate student that it accuses of supporting Hamas terrorism. After arresting him in New York over the weekend, Immigration and Customs Enforcement sent him to a detention center in Louisiana. In federal court in Manhattan today, his lawyers tried to convince a judge to order ICE to return him to New York. NPR's Adrian Florido was in the courtroom and joins me now. Hi there.
Hi, Juana.
So, Adrian, before you tell us what all happened in court today, could you just start by reminding us of the details of Khalil's arrest?
Well, he was arrested on Saturday by ICE agents who showed up at his Columbia University-owned apartment and said his green card had been revoked. Khalil has been a visible leader of pro-Palestinian activism at Columbia. After he was picked up, President Trump said it was because he supports Hamas terrorism against Israel. Khalil's lawyers reject that. They say he is a loving student leader, a soon-to-be father who wants peace for Palestinians. I should say, Juana, that the specifics of the government's charges against him aren't yet clear.
Got it. Okay. So what did the lawyers on both sides have to say in federal court today?
Well, Khalil's lawyers accused the government of quickly shipping him off to a detention center in Louisiana in order to make it harder for them to challenge the government's attempts to deport him. And they said that as of this morning, they still had not been allowed a private phone call with Khalil, though the judge ordered that they be allowed to speak with him today. His lawyers filed a petition asking that ICE bring him back to New York, but the government does not want to do that. And a government lawyer told federal judge Jesse Furman today that the government would provide its reasons by Friday. The judge is likely to decide on this sometime next week.
You said the government doesn't want to send him back. Why is that?
We don't know for sure. What we do know is that federal and appellate courts in Louisiana tend to be more conservative-leaning than the courts in New York, where his lawyers want the case heard.
So it sounds like more of a procedural hearing today than one dealing with the more substantive questions in this case. One of those, of course, being, should the government be allowed to strip someone's green card and then deport them because of their activism?
Yeah, once the venue issues are resolved, that is a question that the court will address. And Judge Furman more than once acknowledged today that this is a case that raises really weighty issues. Khalil's lawyers, after the hearing, they really did set their focus on these larger questions. Listen to what one of his attorneys, Bahir Azmi of the Center for Constitutional Rights, said from the courthouse steps while a large crowd of Khalil's supporters listened from a plaza across the street.
Mr. Khalil's detention has nothing to do with security. It is only about repression. The United States government has taken the position that it can arrest, detain, and seek to deport a lawful permanent resident exclusively because of his peaceful, constitutionally protected activism.
Adrian, what does the government say about its authority to arrest someone like Mahmoud Khalil and then to try to strip their legal permanent residency?
Well, this is exactly what President Trump has said he's going to do, deport non-citizens who've participated in, his words, pro-jihadist protests. The government has cited an immigration code that gives the Secretary of State the power to deport someone whose activities, the top diplomat finds, could have harmful foreign policy consequences for the U.S. Speaking to reporters today, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said this case is not about free speech at all. He said, quote, "This is about people that don't have a right to be in the United States to begin with." It's going to be very interesting, Juana, to see what evidence the government brings in its attempt to prove the assertion that Mahmoud Khalil is a threat.
I've been speaking with NPR's Adrian Florido, who is at federal court in Manhattan today. Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you, Juana.